Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. So in today's episode, I will be speaking about slowing down, taking your time, and etc. and everything like that. I just want to say that thank you so much for listening so far. Like, if you've been like a long time listener, thank you so much for listening. I just want to say, like, if you're new, welcome. And also, in this podcast, I will just give a quick introduction of what my aim is for this episode and this podcast as a whole. So, this episode I want to bring up is because I feel like lately, like, you know, in our 20s, sometimes like that, we get caught up by a lot of stuff to do. Like, we have so much stuff to do, and sometimes we forget to slow down. And I'm a victim of that. I'm also guilty of not slowing down and also just doing the next thing after the next, not letting my body to rest, not letting my body to take their time to heal. You know, I feel like sometimes, like, I've had this mindset of, like, the time that I have is so short that I need to get as much stuff done as possible. And I put this pressure on myself, and I feel like recently I'm trying to let go some of that pressure that I used to put on myself, and trying to adopt a more like kind approach to like working with time or working with managing my time, what I do in a day and everything, and just being kinder in general with myself. And I feel like, especially if you live in a Western world, like America, especially America. I live in Australia. It's not as bad, I don't think, as in America, but I feel like it's still just bad. Like, I mean, like, the quick pace of it all and the culture of just go, go, go. I mean, like, yeah, it's a good thing sometimes, but it can be very detrimental for us not to slow down, because we deserve to slow down. We deserve to rest. We're not a machine just to work. You know, we have life outside of work. But also, this podcast, if you're new to this podcast, usually I always want to share as much of my own personal experience as much as possible towards my audiences. And as well, on top of that, like, I also want to approach it in a self-compassionate manners, and also I want to give some tips and tools that I have acquired throughout this process and on the way that I should deal with the topics. But anyway, grab some, you know, be comfortable. If you're in commuting, then, you know, I don't know, you're safe wherever you are, I guess. But yeah, let's do this. Okay, so if you hear like that little bit noise in the intro, it's because I'm sitting right now in a bean chair, like a bean, what is it called? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so basically, it's like every time I make a move, like, all of the beans are rubbing against each other. I don't know, but I hope it doesn't make that noise now. But let's get started to the topic of the discussion. So I want to start with, first and foremost, I want to start with my experiences in being like a 20-year-old something living in Australia, and also just, you know, uni student, just like your normal average Joe. I feel like it's good. I feel like sometimes, like, we see, like, this life that is just not really, like, they don't work 9 to 5, they don't go to uni, and it's, like, they're YouTube vlogging. It's, like, is that, like, something that we can relate to? Nope. I feel like I cannot relate to that, first and foremost. I like to see the perspective of someone that is going through the same thing as me, rather than someone, like, a celebrity, and it's, like a celebrity speaking about how they deal with the topic. Like, of course it's good to bring up that awareness, but I feel like, is there a sense of relatability there? Probably no. But I want to start with my experience. So recently, today's June, I feel like up until this month, I've been very like work orientated. I've been so busy with work. I mean, also so busy with uni, and basically those two things like occupy and consume most of my time in the past 6 months. It is stressful at the time, because sometimes like I didn't have breaks. I had mental breakdowns on and off, which is normal, I guess. I think we all have mental breakdowns throughout this stuff. But also like, it's just that I had this moment, like I have moments in life where you just think like I'm over it, because I think it's normal It's like when you're so like caught out, when you're so busy, like it's normal for you to have like moments where you're just like over it. You know what I mean? Your body is like breaking down, but like your mind is telling your body it's like, you know, there are things to do, but I guess like we to some extent like we have to listen to our body, like what our body is telling us to do, instead of just like wanting to go with what our minds wants to do, if that makes sense. Anyway, so where am I up to? So in the past 6 months I've been having this chaotic schedule. Looking back, it was really unhealthy because I was so stressed out. It's like anxiety provoking. I just didn't have enough time to spend time alone and just to rest. And I think one of the reasons why I don't want to rest and slow down is just because sometimes I'm afraid of like what is inside my head, and sometimes I feel like I'm afraid to have quiet time, basically. I think we all do that. We all have that fear. But I realize, you know, there is more to life than working. There's more to life than being busy. And there's more to life than your career, basically. That's what I mean. I think like sometimes like some people can relate to this, some people can't, you know, it's okay. But like I think in general, like there's also like this expectation that the world put on us, and also just like our reality, to be honest. Right now, our reality, like I'm like most of our reality in our 20s is basically like establishing so many things. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're growing up, you're facing new experiences, and you also want to do this. You can want to complete your degree. You also want to get a stable job. You want to start your career and everything, and you have so much insecurities. So I think it's like also because like when we're in our 20s, we are filled with insecurities because we are still learning. Like we are put in this new situation that we're still learning, and we make mistakes, and that's so reasonable, and we learn from that mistakes. Like whereas when we are in our 40s, I believe like when we are in our 40s, then we have so many experiences. We have dealt with the same things over and over again, so we know like with time, like we she felt like what works for us and what done, and hopefully we use good coping mechanism and helpful coping mechanisms to deal with our situations. But also like I feel like in our 20s, like you know, there is this expectations that we need to fill, and things can get stressful. And I think like for me, like I always had this breakdown. I felt when I know like my body is like at its limit of coping stress, and when I know like the feeling that I get like when I know that I needed to rest is basically agitation. When I start to feel agitated, and irritated, and start to feel like really depressed. Not really depressed, but I just start to have low mood. That's when I know, and that's when I start to realize that, oh, I need to take a break. You know, even though my mind like says like I need to keep going, but my body is needing to rest. And that's what's important sometimes, to balance that out, like to balance to get things done, and also to balance taking a rest, because we deserve to take a rest. Blank period. Like we deserve to take a rest. Also like there is this notion of like you know, if you have a week off or something, like I feel like there is this notion in our society today that there is no time for rest. You know, so even like when we rest, like it has to be productive, if that makes sense. You know, like I think resting is productive itself, because like doing anything, like resting is productive itself. But like there is this notion of like the reason why we rest is because we want to be productive. But I think it's like there's this ch I think we need to challenge that, because when I used to think that like I rest, like the only thing that I consider rest is to meditate or something like that, to meditate, which is a good thing, or to do yoga or to go outside, which is a good thing. But I feel like sometimes we just need to let ourselves go and not be productive at all, if that makes sense. Like we don't have to do yoga, to read a book. Like we just do whatever we feel like doing, you know, give ourselves a day to do that. Also I want to speak more about like the pressure that the anxiety that comes with rest, because I feel like recently, like when I have like times with myself or times just to relax, I had like this fear of like, oh my God, what's happening in the future? What if the what if thoughts, if that makes sense. Basically, what I'm trying to come from, like what I'm trying to do with that is just that I'm trying to be as kind to myself as much as possible when those thoughts arrive. And also, those thoughts are not facts. Just because we have those kind of thoughts doesn't mean they're true. And I feel like as well, like with anxiety, like sure, like the I think with times, like when you sit down by yourself more and more and more, I think the anxiety feelings are decreasing and you can start to relax, really relax. I guess as well, like in terms of with resting, there's also this notion, this idea of like resting is only Saturday and Sunday. Or resting is only when you work 5 days and you have 2 days off, that's when you rest. But the thing is, we do not know. Like sometimes, like for me, like there's no fixed set schedule of when I want to rest. Like I want to rest whenever my body tells me to rest, if that makes sense. I think like I used to believe that there's like, I work 5 days a week and Saturday, Sunday is the only days to rest or blah, blah, blah. I need to work a certain amount to rest. But I believe like if now I'm changing my mindset a little bit of like where I need to rest whenever my body tells me to do or whenever I want to rest. And there's nothing wrong with being rest even though you haven't worked, you know? It's like, yeah, I think like listen to our body, like our body knows best. Sometimes our mind is telling, like our mind thinks that they know best, but our body has a voice, has a say onto our resting time as well. Also wanted to encourage, I guess, like give a reason why I think we should rest, the benefits of resting. I think on top of my head, I actually don't like research any of my episodes before making this episode. I actually just speak what I want to speak. I feel like this is a hobby instead of a work, instead of like I need to do this, I need to research some certain topics and provide some certain information. It's like I feel like I go based on my own experiences. But with the benefit of relaxing, I think it helps to calm us down and it helps to, you know, it helps to calm us down and it helps to rest our body. And it also helps us to feel like we matter. I think at the end of the day, like when you work, I mean, like some people like working and it's okay. But also, like, even if you like working, you also need to take some time to rest. Because sometimes, like, when we give ourselves permission to rest or to take a break, it's basically signaling to our mind that we deserve to take a break, that we are enough to take a break, if that makes sense. And it's very important for us to take a break. Also, it's just very important for us to have that, like, time when we don't do anything, just to reflect back and also to be with our thoughts, you know, sometimes it can be scary. Like it was scary for me at the first time because I have so much fears. Like, what am I thinking? I think because like sometimes like when you neglect a lot of resting times and you just push your, like you just push alone time like at the back and it accumulates. So the first time when you have like time off, like all of this just bombard you. But after a while, like if you spend like good amount of time alone throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, it gets better. I guess you can start to deal with your thoughts in a more helpful and helpful way. But also like taking a break or taking a relaxing time, it also gives you perspective as well. Like for me, I realized what matters for me at the end of the day. I think it's mostly like about my faith and my religion. It's also really important to get that like perspective changes. I feel like you know, like even like we are surrounding ourselves with a lot of people with the same like mindset people with the same like mindset or everything like that. Like if you live in New York especially or in the major cities, like you see a lot of people are working hard or like always busy. But as well, like when we take a break, like it helps us to remember, like, you know, we're all going to die anyway. Like, there is this notion of, like, you know, you don't want to work overwork yourself too much, because, like, sometimes you can get lost on it, but also you have to realize, like, at the end of the day, like, we need to do things that matters for us at the end of the day. And also, like, we're all going to die anyway. I feel like sometimes, like, when I take a rest for myself, at least, it reminds me a lot, like, when my trip to Bali, like, when I had, like, a holiday in Bali, I'm actually born in Bali. I was from Bali, but I moved here when I was 10. Basically, I've been living here 10 years. Like, my teenage years are basically here. But basically, like, when I visited back to my home country, I realized as well that people are so different. Like, the mindsets, like, the culture are so different. Like, I'm not saying, like, one is good or one is bad, but I guess, like, in Bali, like people are really chilled, relaxed, calm. Whereas in here, in Australia, people are, you know, out to get something, you know, like working for a goal or something like that. But when I went back to Bali, I think that's when I realized as well, like, there's no one right way to live a life. I guess there's no one right way to think. Like, maybe you need to have both. Maybe, you know, you try to have both, like, that balance of relaxation and also working, instead of just work and relax. I think there is a benefit of having both elements. Yeah, and I in the next segment, I also want to talk about, like, strategies to help to calm yourself down and to relax, which I find helpful. And I know, like, everyone have different way of coping and different helpful coping mechanisms. So maybe you should ask yourself about work in the past to help to calm you down and help to relax. But yeah, let's go. Some of the strategies that I find for myself is helpful is basically candle, like anything aroma. I'm very sensitive to my senses. I feel like I'm very sensitive to touch. My skins are so sensitive as well. And also all of my senses are so sensitive. So basically, like, I like smelling stuff. And if I don't smell, like, if I come across to something that doesn't smell good, I get really, like, ugh, like that yucky feeling. But basically, like, I use candles a lot. I bought, like, candles from Glasshouse Candles. I use candles. I lit up my candles when I study, and I lit up my candles also when I relax. You know, that's helpful, like, candles. Maybe using, like, a body spray. I also bought a body spray from Lush that helps me to relax as well. Anything like room spray or diffuser or anything in that anything regarding smells, you can try. Also, like, I find helpful is car scents, because I feel like sometimes when I'm, like, in my dad's car, like, it gets really stuffy and icky. And I get real, like, it affects a lot of my moods because I don't like it, you know. So basically, I try to buy car scents, the really good one. I invest my money into that because I believe, like, it will benefit it, me in the future. But also, like, another thing that I find helpful is journaling. Like, every day I try to journal. Like, I have 4 journals. I have my self-compassion journal, my gratitude journal, my normal journal, like, free flow journal, and things that I'm good at journal. So basically, I do it at the end of the day. I try to do it at least, but I've been very consistent, actually. It's been really good. One of my tips to keep yourself motivated to journal, it's to buy, like, a really good fancy book that you really like. It's because, like, when you buy a fancy book, you're more inclined to use it instead of, like, buying, like, the cheap A4 paper. But if you don't have the money, you can use the cheap A4 paper, or you can, like, decorate it or put stickers or put images, anything that you're liking that makes that book feel special. Yeah, basically, I try to do that at the end of every day, because I feel like it's a good way to just debrief. Basically, to relax, de-stress, debrief. We all need that, you know, we all deserve that. Also, I like also watching comedy movies. I think that's one of the ways to de-stress, like, just to laugh, or watching, like, laughing podcasts, like, something, you know, a comedy podcast, anything like that. It's good to laugh, like, don't take life too seriously. Like, we're all going to die, so we have to keep that in mind. Like, there's nothing too serious to matter, you know. Also, I also find helpful, like, going to nature. I've made an episode about that in the previous, like, in the early days of this podcast. So, basically, if you want to listen to that, you can. But basically, like, going to nature helps me to relax, calm down, like, while listening to music. It has that therapeutic effects 100% for me. I feel connected when I go to nature. I feel calm. I feel relaxed. I feel like nothing else matters. I feel so small, insignificant, but also in a good way. I feel belonging. I have a lot of good effects for me when I go to nature. So I try my best to go to nature. Or sometimes if I don't go to nature, I can visualize myself in it. And it kind of have the same effect on my body, that releasing that calming chemicals. Speaking about visualization, I feel like meditation is also helpful to relax. Breathing exercises are, I also find helpful, this DARE app, which if you are dealing with any anxiety, like I find helpful DARE books and DARE apps. I will talk later more, another episode about that. But meditation helps. Doing yoga helps. I really like doing yoga. I guess, like, with doing all of these habits, it's a habit, right? It's a habit. What I mean by that is that, like, it takes some work, if that makes sense. You're not just laying on your bed and scrolling down Instagram to relax. I mean, like, you're actually putting in some willpower. So be gentle with yourself. I mean, like, do what don't, like, it's okay, like, there's nothing wrong with scrolling through Instagram on your bed, like, do whatever you want, basically, like, you know best, basically, like, doing yoga is, like, you know, it takes willpower, let me tell you that. It's not, like, coming, like, it doesn't come, like, naturally, like, for me, like, there are days where I don't want to do it, but because my June, like, I set a goal to do, like, at least one yoga a day, like, every single day in June, so that's a great way to, like, incorporate these relaxing habits into your days, like, to set up goals, like, achievable, smart goals, like, specific, measurable, actionable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Also, maybe drink water, a lot of water, you know, eat good foods, I think helps to relax. Take a bath, take a hot shower, helps me to relax as well. Take a cold shower. Some people find that relaxing. Not me, I guess. But, like, a hot shower, it helps. Like, I like, right now in Australia, it's winter season. So, basically, it's really cold. And one of the benefits of being at cold is, like, you can actually wear your blankets and you can get cozy. And also, you can also, like, make hot chocolates, which I love you doing. And also, like, taking a bath, everything like that. What else? Listening to relaxing music, listening to music in general, dancing helps me to relax a little bit. Like, it helps me to take a break. Like, when I dance, I kind of, like, it's like a way of me saying to myself, like, I'm in my break element, break mode. Going socializing, like, for me, going to church also helped me to relax, like, to take a break, I guess. Shopping, one way. I don't know, there are a lot of ways, actually, like, maybe socializing with your friends, going to nature, or going to a trip, you know, take a weekly, yearly trip. There are, like, many ways, you know, but just try not to use, like, alcohol or drugs or tobacco, because it, you know, even though, like, it makes relaxes us in the moment, like, it has such a detrimental effect in our longer-term health. And it also give us more stress and problems to deal with in the long term. So, yeah, try to keep it, like, some helpful coping mechanisms for you. You know best, like, ask yourself what worked in the past and use it now. Yeah. I want to end this episode basically saying that a mindset that we can, that is helpful for us to have or incorporate, is that don't always look in the future, if that makes sense. Like, I used to have this always looking at the future, planning about the future. Usually it's because I'm not happy with my reality, that's why I keep always looking at the future. But I learned that, like, you know, the future is just the future. We never know what's going to happen. I feel like every day is just a good day to just be present, to be here, instead of, like, focusing a lot of our attention with the future. Like, it's easy for us to get trapped to that, especially when we don't feel happy, as I said. But I feel like, you know, like, there are like small things that you can do every day, you know, that may brings you happiness, then do it. You know, don't wait to do this stuff until you reach certain point in your life, then you can do it. But I feel like anytime that you have the opportunity to do like the things that you like doing, then do it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you can I hope you find this episode helpful. I actually enjoy making all of these different type of episodes, and I feel like it's been almost a year since I started this podcast. So I'm just very happy and very proud of myself for keep doing this, because sometimes I had this tendency of changing. But also, like, I'm very happy and proud of like the basis and the values of this podcast. Basically, this podcast is mostly speaking about self-compassion and this honesty that I try to create. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next time with a brand new episode, and in the meantime, please take care of yourself. Bye.